Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to look at God's financial covenant. The reason why God said that we should pay tithe, it is way of saying work. Do a work that you can earn something from it. Hallelujah. So that you will bring the tithe into God's house. The church is not a place where we are collecting offerings and we are collecting tithe. And in the life of the individual people who are paying the offerings and the tithes, they are not working. They are not working hard. They are lackadaisical. They divide themselves. Maybe they have 3 jobs. So they divide themselves, let's say 4 jobs for the sake of my mathematics. So they divide 25% for this job, 25% for this job, 25% for this one, and 25% for the last one. No, it's not like that. Whatever thing your hand finds to do, you do everything. 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. The kingdom system is an integrated system and you cannot divide.
Wow. Now, say, bon pa ya stress when ya me ma ya kwenja. Na wanyame be ban ya kwenja nye juma ba kope na wobeye. Na se enko ban ni se wanyame ma we juma na ya. Wobeye we kakre bi wo nyane papa bia eno ne frane la kadasika. Wo ya ni biara biara. Wase da bi adjuma no wo ya fa wo nyina hyem. Fa wo nyina hyem akwan bia bia wanyame de be ma so wobenye sika biara. Fa wo nyina hyem na ye na fa wo ntutuso dudu bra.
Redeemed.
What? Where you were?
Special people.
We young Crawford Strongcon.
The thing about them is that they have a zeal for good occupation.
Nandia wa omu hone se. Omu wa pepa se omu beye jumapa.
It's not like they have backslided.
Enya se omu yang Crawford omu ashi asio.
Verse 13. They are looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of Jesus.
San Crawford ni yang Crawford wa niabria. Omu chen se ni da suana. Ebeba wo yesu so obeda nwedi nu.
Verse 14.
Do na ho.
Until then.
The
thing about them is that they have a zeal for work that will bring money for them to pay their tithe.
Womu wope pose, womu be ye juma, na enfasua na se aketuyane beba, no mwenye bidye tuya womu ta.
That is why in God's financial covenant with us,
enutina wonyanku po apamu, apamu ni yanwa wa yesika simu.
Although offering is for everybody.
Womu se wosu obiya ya foriedye.
Both young and old.
Mpenini nkwala.
Because we all have a heart and we can have a willing heart.
Na yesan se ye nina yawa. Yawa akuma, yebeti mienya akuma, aya krado se be yinti.
Tithing is not for everybody. It is for those who have grown, not child laborers, but who have grown to an age where they can do legitimate work and earn income so that they can pay a tenth, at least in the kingdom arrangement, at least a tenth. It doesn't mean that you have to down and calculate all these things. The spirit, you see, the spirit of tithing is that you give at least 1/10 of your earnings to the house of God.
Wow. Was here for a body idea. Obia to me, yes, and so be our kuma, or to me, our kuma pa edi. Nemo me banu to so do dua. I was saying you will be a warrior, bibi, a wonya, bibi. Na emuno, when you cran an unchra say, 0.10, and yet to so a dupe, a duni and na sase, and a dafom, and yet to when you dua, who were the least, who was here. I was so to kosro, patoya tiasi.
I want to encourage all believers who are doing the work God has beforehand prepared for them to walk in it. I want to encourage you all, let your hand be strong.
Na me pese, e jidi fo nyina wo nyame asiesie yen si ho e won ne maye ani da so num no. Mo maye nsamu nyadene.
You are doing the right thing.
Say ye adepa.
Go on.
Kosu ala ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at Titus whilst we are there.
Titus 3.
Titus 3.
Timians.
And then verse 1. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authority, to obey, to be ready for every good work.
Verse 8.
What does it say? This is a faithful saying. And these things I want you to affirm constantly. That those who have believed in God, should be careful to maintain good works.
Hey. Say
these things are good and profitable to men. The work that you are doing, it is good. It is profitable to men. As you wait for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, because he gave you a body for physical and mental work, I want to encourage you, maintain your good occupation. Maintain your good occupation. Maintain your good work. Maintain what we will call secular work. Your good secular work. Maintain it. Pastor, if you speak like this, then the church people will not be serious, no. Rather, we will have people coming in the church with their tithes.
Yeah. Na sa wakasa se ya, wobi abeye juma, enuti wobi ansodi nututu so dudu beba, en ewo e juma wamu yenu.
To push the work of God.
Se yebe piyan wachu.
As far as some of us are concerned,
se na yubi yeteno.
We believe very strongly,
ye jiwa nyamidi papa.
That it is not necessarily the number of people that you have.
En fa wuni padugu wa wawo.
It is what you can do, even with the little that you have. I believe that's why Jesus chose 12 and not 200. Because if you have the income that you must have, you can have three faithful people. And because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, we can turn our societies upside down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
These are my preliminary comments on the second component of God's financial covenant tithe.
Now when in your mepesa me kafa and to so do a eye when you coupon upam efa yesika sam.
The third component of God's financial covenant is first fruit.
Na nya to me sani ye. The
foundation for first fruit is being productive.
Or I should
say, being socio-economically fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor, is it possible for you to work and not productive? To be productive just means to be fruitful. And the basis of paying first fruit is that you are fruitful and you bring the first to God. Is it possible to work and not be productive? I will answer it this way. Is it possible for you to have a green tree and not find fruit on it? It looks healthy. It looks good. It is busy. The wind is blowing, so the thing is just dancing. Busy, busy. In the Bible, trees are human, so.
And it was say, from Anibo, Bibia, Konanim, Nababu, Mudia, a Jahomanipa.
One time Jesus came around, he saw a green tree, fig tree. That's a typical religious human being. And religion doesn't produce the kingdom fruit.
Na yesu mi bi oba be kudua bo be dua si wo no se dua ni so efe na mo ejina ho ma woni pa hyehye dua na dua baba pa bia re ni so.
And Jesus cares it.
Na yesu mi se dua
na. I am not saying Jesus will curse anybody who is unproductive.
Benka say yesu be dumi obi a ondore.
What Jesus cares was religion.
Na nya yesu adumi ye ye woni pa dwene ne ne tiase.
What he cares was religion.
Woni pa dwene ne ne tiase no dumi.
You know, because religion is the strongest enemy of the kingdom system. And the fig tree is a symbol of the religious believer. Jesus has to help the religious believer by cursing the religion so that he will get off it. If you see a fig tree, it looks like a human hand. Go and Google fig leaf. You see that it's like a human hand. It is our own effort to get pleasing with God.
Is it
possible to be a believer, to be doing legitimate work and not become productive?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Being productive is having the ability to meet necessary needs.
Look at Titus 3,
you are there, verse 14. Titus 3 verse 14. You must understand why we are just around Titus. Because Paul said to Titus, actually he sent Titus, who was a pastor of a creation church, to go to Corinth to bring them a certain grace. What we read in 2 Corinthians 8, that I want Titus to bring you that grace.
Na ya kika for Titus, he said Titus no were Christian, I'm sorry no. Na Paul suma ne se onko sa sorry no. Na onfa adum surunku bi fa nkoma om.
Titus 3:14.
Titus.
And let our people.
He's
talking about believers. Let our people also learn to maintain good occupation. Learn to maintain it. It's not learn to do, but learn to maintain it. Because they are believers, they cannot maintain any job. Because they tell them come at 8, they will come at 8:30.
Ombe ka to am say bra anopa no nwotwe. Obe ka to say na junu me call all night and ti me ba no nwotwe ne fa.
Perfect. You tell them to meet a deadline. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have worked with believers before, you will see that yes, my sister who has worked and supervised, has been a manager of a bank, knows what I'm talking about. She lifted her hand. You see, if you have worked with them before, you will see that you can help believers to be one of the most lackadaisical workers.
Give. Oh, yes. See. So why you juma na why you penny da? Said there you will be wahe line is wamu waha. Wasi wube who say jidifwa ya ni omu ya juma no. Omu ya juma ya nyefe kre jidifwa no omu ya juma ya nyefe.
You don't feel like giving them any work.
E du baby mpa enye upose mu omu ya juma no omu ya.
Because they are doing the work like 50-50.
E juma omu ya omu fa omu huni na anye.
And they despise you for working.
Na mpo se wubu ya juma ni ebisa se aden. Abane e juma wosu.
Earning money.
Na e juma chase wanu wa pesu onye skapa.
Paying tithes.
Na wo sentia.
All these years.
Where and fie nina.
Sacrificing what has to be sacrificed in the church of God for years.
Na all ye de wo so ye wo to be biate empo wonyame fie mfie bebre.
Just so that the churches will go on, people will get paid, God's work will advance.
Ama wo ye wo nina sabe ye wonyame adwuma be kokan.
Very lackadaisical. They are fired from one job to the other. You ask them, where have you worked? Just do a nice interview. Where have you worked? They give you a whole catalog of places that they have worked. And it's all within some 5 years. One
page.
Why did you leave this job? Why did you leave that job? Things that you hear, you say, the guy is lying. He is lying.
Now, we'll be saying, Saturday, we'll just say, you know, we're back at your house, boss. One permanent, some crap, boss.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The language Paul is used.
When was my papa Paul or the Juma?
He says, let our people.
What's my young crop?
Let our people.
My young crop.
Let the believers.
My Judy for no.
Let them learn how to maintain a job.
Say, Juma, we want
how to work with everybody.
Say, we bet to be a Juma.
People do not have to adapt to you. You have to adapt.
And what's that band say? Said you're watching any paper show no more. And now I find woman and as a home. Then you're on your fine.
Hallelujah.
God.
It says that let them maintain good occupation.
It's
not, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not talking about being a good person, doing good deeds. I mean, somebody is holding his bag, it's heavy, and you help the person with the bag. That's the good. No, it's talking about occupation. If that's your occupation, fine.
I see, and yes, sir, who you be papa, and I saw be any of my dogs in our dear whatever. And you near Juma, oh, say, no sooner what Juma, we are dear. This is be a we are Juma, FedExa, Uncle followed fine. Nantes are dear, and ya Juma, we are Juma, we are Tiawka now, we are Faso.
Pastor, are you trying to say that we shouldn't do it like help people? No, me that I can't see.
Nah, me, papa, so you can't say, man, your papa, say, be a depart, and what's away in the men.
I am trying to help you to understand God's final covenant. That is. It's not something that is void of your practical work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because look, I'm a pastor. I can take all the tithe and decide that I'm going to take salary. You understand that? For all the labors I've been laboring all these years, I can decide that. But what example is being shown?
Nah, me tell him your suffer. Me to me, I'm just say. And to so do a baby, you know, I'm a fat. That's why I'm a bro when I'm a jumumupa. So Ben, a demon.
Ladies and gentlemen, maintain good works to meet, it says that get the good occupation, to meet urgent needs.
What say? Now when you say, who be nya ejuma a woye, I'm a here dia bi ba in temparana, to me a buafo.
You understand what is an urgent need?
Now you can say, bibi ye, pray, pray, here dia, what you say?
It is an unplanned need.
Here dia, when sunaba.
An emergency has come.
Picking.
That is not the time you say, well, you should have told us so that we will budget with it and all that. I mean, we are not close to the end of the month and all that. Then you are not able to urgent needs.
Say here dear biba. Na ya dia betu say here dear biaba wusi so for chain. Ibu sunya ketuya maye. Anka here dear ni ketchi here dear ni sa one chain. Esa sa one ni muse minye ma ketuya. Eba ni sa che se juma pana woyen.
That they may not be unfruitful. That they will not be unproductive.
Nko ba ni se woman yang fu a womu dori.
A productive believer.
Obi oye jidi niya. What dori no?
Is the person who we can pluck fruit every time we visit the fig tree. And we have a need. Jesus had a need for figs. He should find fruit. It's an urgent thing. Don't say, well, the season has not come and we have to plant these things and all that. No. A fruitful, productive person is a person you go anytime, whether it's a time for figs or not, you can pluck fruit to meet your hunger, to meet your urgent need. He says, so that they will not be unfruitful.
Hallelujah. Oh, Christo near what dory? And your Christo near and Faho Senia Tibianity. And maybe I hear the Anababano. I was our swabba, your qua, your benya be obeyaria. I was say Utumi swabba, your tia, your benya Sicardinaco Hospital. Obina bibi a Hana bibia tuna. I was a Utumi swabba, your kaya obinimobiminim say. Now I'm my Diana Cofon and Nini Wobia. Why ye Juma? Or swab.
Every time you are doing something,
time
it's not enough to work.
Yes, we are doing a canin here.
This is what point I'm trying to teach you.
When in your medical see,
it is not enough to work.
So we are doing a canin.
Oh, Pastor, I have a job and the job they don't pay me enough, so I'm not able to meet all the urgent needs and all that. Yes, you will get there. You will get to the place where you are qualified to pay first fruit.
Na ebi aso so for me ye djumo nanso entu amekan tem ma me nyoma mpototo ye o se wate wo be du ho wo be du ba bia nyame be sra wo ma agusu a wo be du ya afori bodia.
Because first fruit is not for every worker. It is for people who enter into their promised land. Let's look at that. Perhaps we should close. Leviticus 23. Leviticus is a book for you and I, the modern day believer.
Leviticus is a woman. It's
a book that was written for the priests of the days.
The
father was called Levi.
They were
Levites.
Levite.
And a book was written for them. Because of the kingdom arrangement of Jesus, we are all priests and kings. In Leviticus 23, God summarizes 7 feasts that he called holy convocation, or if you like, special of all special feasts.
Now, well, Leviticus said, you know me and Sano, when you upon the Apamanasa festival, and soon what can it now be?
Now, among them, the third one he talked about was the feast of first.
If you read
from verse
9 to verse 12,
you will get a picture of the first fruit.
The
Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of
Israel
and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you
and
reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest to the priest.
Verse 12.
And you shall offer on that day, when you bring a token of your first fruit, because it is supposed to be waved before God, and you cannot bring your sack, the whole sack, for the priest to wave the sack. No, the priest will suffer. So you bring a sheaf of the first fruit, just for the wave, but the rest is there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And to say, say be a bro na where do ya? Unko try a bro bag. Now from me so far. Now so far me bro bag. So now who the bro bag ne baba? Now the bro ha ban swaba.
Yes, you will bring the bag to the house of God.
But
you will bring a token to the priest.
Now,
so that the priest will go to the holy place and go and wave it.
Because
he can't go and wave the whole bag.
Now, so for person of a bag and a bag, no, I don't so for you.
But the whole first fruit must be here.
Now, mom, well, bro bag in India was ever.
Look at verse 12.
Young quiet.
And you shall offer on that day when you wave the sheaf a male lamb of the first year without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord. So two things are involved in first fruit. First of all, I've said that the first fruit, unlike the tithe, is not for all workers. It is for workers who have entered into their promised land. Whose breakthrough has come. And you cannot determine that somebody's breakthrough has come, by the way. Because what you may think is a breakthrough to the person, he has not started anything at all. He has not raised a promised land. He's just enjoying good health and all that in the wilderness. He has not entered there yet.
And it will be now quen be an anyo now better. Sebia who said be a prayer mana. Ebia wunwa quen be or no. A fena washa se wa.
In other words, first fruit, giving first fruit is a conscience thing. It's an individualistic thing. That is why you cannot give any percentage. It's between the person and God. And what dreams God has fulfilled for the person, out of it he can bring.
Wow. And uti afar body e di kan no. Enya dia obesusu se fa nchichemudu ana nchichemu ha. Eye onyankopon ni sa woni pa no apam oni ne wo. Eni no nyame aye. Enu ho na ofade ba eya dwunmu ade e onwan kasa na dwunmu hyehye ade.
There are two things involved in the first fruit, as we
said.
The first one is the token of your substance, what you are bringing, the offering, if you like, the
money.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you can have a major breakthrough in such a way that this offering bowl will small to contain. Are you aware of that? Do you know what God told me? As he instructed me to. He told me that he was going financial.
I receive it! I receive it.
I just entered my bathroom. He told me that. I said, God, you know, I'm very tired. I started
bathing.
Because financial grace is not given by all those, come forward, let's lay hands on, and then you fall under the bar. That's not how
Jesus. He spoke
the need. He said, God has anointed me. So you must learn to take certain graces. As for healing, he will say, come, empty hands. But he did this, all the needy people come. Let me lay hands and impart an anointing for breakthrough. Jesus didn't do it. Peter and all those people who worked with Jesus, Paul, they didn't do that. They only spoke. But you must learn how grace. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He said to Titus, go to the church of Corinth, just as you have done in the churches of Macedonia. Let the same grace be accomplished in the churches.
Well, see, say I are a sir, or be frau, not the Nesato, son of Bible Mayeno. Never my funny sicker same with ye. Ye and frau say I am a woman was ra. Would be no quimbia cassia. And no, a cassa. Bible Munina was a one man, no one more, a yard dear moi. One more here, so one will be fee here, mono. A cassa, ya can go almost.
So the first part of your first, the money that you bring. And he says, on that day that you bring your money to church, your first to church, when you wave that token, because the offering bowl is too small, it's at the back of the church, and you bring a token, an envelope. This is a token of my tithe, my first fruit, which is there. On that day, he said, that day, you shall kill a male lamb of the first year without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord. That is talking about the dying of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Was it sad done away? Saw for body at the canaka crab by Yabe Himono. Sad done. Was it a guaman uber couldn't a Jehovah Christo?
That is what they were supposed to do back then. But now, in the kingdom system, Jesus is our first fruit who was killed and who was resurrected.
Hallelujah.
As the first begotten of the dead.
Christo ni abakanya na se wo guama na wewu na wa sorry se abakanya we yin amaye.
So that day that you bring your first fruit.
And it ya dana wode wo sawa for body di kan be.
For us, you don't kill anything.
Na yan de won ku she.
What you do is that we talk about Jesus and his dying on the cross.
Na ya be yan se ya be kasa for Christo ani ni wo wo wa se ni anu so.
We focus on our Lord Jesus. Who the Bible says is our first fruit. I said Jesus is our first fruit.
Hallelujah. Yesu nene ya for body edikain.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There is no first fruit you can offer without remembering the most correct first fruit. Jesus, for that first fruit that you brought, that money to be acceptable and for God's financial covenant to work in your.
Now, want to be fat, a for body be a decay ma. Won't sign anchor Christo new one was some ebedimu. Christo new one was someone. What they come off for a body and a decay no one.
So you say to Jesus on that day,
and it is sad that no back at
Jesus,
yes,
you are my first
for a body.
This is just a token.
Where did you know how to see a name?
The real foundation
now for permanent
is you remembering the male lamb of the first year who has no blemish, who was wholly bent.
Now make I wa we ye a for a body a moon in our back. Ah, come be on you, Juan. You cool at your mummy's house, Quenji.
So you remember him.
To be kind.
You don't even remember your money that you are bringing. You remember the lamb. As the first who brings your harvest. I said he is the first fruit who will bring the rest of your harvest. So your money really is not the first
fruit.
But he says that on that day you bring it, if you don't add the lamb, it's not
confirmed.
This was a prophecy of 1 Corinthians 15, being our first because of it.
Now where you come, sha, efa Christo huwa, ewo Corinto fong, no, ene ya bakan.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There are three things in God's financial covenant with mankind.
Now when you come, pa, pa, ma, ya, nenu, wo, si, ka, se, mu, no, e, ya, ni, o, ma, mi, en,
sa. That will make all of the riches in the heavenly kingdom available on the earthly kingdom.
Enu, ne, be, ma, ahini, enu, mu, ni, ya, pe, ye, si, ka, se, mi, nyinara, e, be, de, di, wa, sa, si, su, di, amau.
Offering tithes and first fruits.
So be here for body. Obe to so do be here for body.
Offering tithes and first fruits.
San your mami nse.
Sometimes we think that they all do the same thing. After all, we brought it.
Na ya na ya jine nse. Didn't know about sorry mu deni na ya de crop.
No.
Nti sa.
What offering does?
Nya a for body ya no.
Is different from what tithe does.
Aya sronko sin nyan tutu so do.
Is different from what first fruit does.
Na aya sin nya for body di kan.
The qualification for offering is everybody.
Na obi biara. I was saying we afford body.
The qualification for tithe is legitimate income workers.
Now one more mutia tithe here, one more one more yet.
The qualification for first fruit is people who are working, who have entered their promise. He said, in the day that you enter the promised land, offer your first fruit unto me.
Now so we bet you for a body a decani a what we are juma, we ye bibi. Now when yamia be a quen be a mouth, no we will bash us. So Bible say a ho and I will bet you.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I really wanted to teach you was what offering does life, what tithe would, what first fruit, so that you don't practice one and leave the other. Because authority, financial authority, is established by three, not two, not one. So that you don't stop at tithe, you move on. Sometimes we jumble everything together. But the Bible clearly desires what offering would. Don't expect your tithe to play that role. So that every tither will pay offering. Every offering giver, when you reach a legitimate age, you will work and bring of the sweat of your labor, so that God's financial covenant, what is in heaven, will be released on this earth. God is going to open the winds unto us. Even as he visits our minds, he renews our minds, he takes away darkness from our hearts, then he is ready to visit your pocket.
Na nya me be kire kire nse me be kire nya for body ye nya tutu so dudu ye nya for body so we dey kan so ye ama won yankopon a wa se yankom se wo be shira ye no wo treso no obie ni friends na wo shira ebi be kan kotoku.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.